This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
So we've heard a lot about absentee and mail-in ballots, and the president has said that mail-in ballots are, in fact, ripe for corruption. He's right, they are, but could there be another effect of this? Could it hurt the campaign? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zeoli Show on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. 855-839-1210 is our number. 855-839-1210. Glad you're here. We all want an honest and fair election, no doubt about it. Emily Larson is a political reporter with the Washington Examiner, and she joins me this morning. Her piece, Republican Nightmare, Trump Vote by Mail Demonizing driving Down GOP Participation. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So we've heard a lot about the idea that mail-in ballots can be corrupt. And for me, being a Jersey guy who's dealt in politics in New Jersey for a long time, I've seen it myself. But you point out something very interesting, which is that the extreme opposition to mail-in ballots is more likely to hurt the president's reelection and down ballot Republicans than it is to help him. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so because there's mounting evidence that because the president is so against mail-in ballots for the reasons that you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of issues with processing these ballots. There have already been a lot of ballots that have been thrown out or not counted in other states. But there is the issue that because the president has such a strong opposition to this, a lot of Republican voters are against using the method at all. So the most recent piece of evidence about that was actually a CBS poll, Battleground Tracker poll the other day, that found that in Florida, 59% of Biden voters said they would prefer to vote by mail compared to 25% of Trump voters. In Texas, that's 45% of Biden voters compared to 9% of Trump voters. And that matters because while Republicans hope to vote in person the day of or vote in person early, with the way that the coronavirus restrictions are going, there could be some issues where they're not able to vote as easily. Whenever you have one voting method that's dominated by one party over the other, that party is going to try and mobilize that and use that to their advantage. And the Trump campaign has been actually, despite the president's opposition to it, has been trying to get everybody who might be at risk of contracting coronavirus to vote by mail or absentee. So this is a worrying sign for them going into the November election.
Do you think that people just won't vote then if they can't go to an actual polling place, that they'll just believe the process is corrupt?
It's not that they think that the process is corrupt as a whole. The risk here is really that you'll have a situation like you've seen in some primary elections, like in Wisconsin or in Georgia, where there are so few available polling places available on the day of the election because of either a lack of qualified poll workers, who are usually in the most at-risk age group for coronavirus, or that the process takes so long that it is lengthy, takes a really long time to vote, and there could be some people who decide to walk out. There could, I fully expect that a lot of really dedicated people who really want to vote for Trump would deal with those issues, but there's a risk that a lot of the people on the margin or swing voters would decide to just walk away from the polls, and that's the risk that Republicans are running.
I know you talked to a number of people for your story, Emily Larson, and you talked about the fact that Democrats are flouting the mail-in balloting, and more Democrats than Republicans are looking to do that in November. The attitude of Republican voters, you said 42% of Republicans said they would be likely to vote by mail, but 38% of Republicans said they would be very unlikely to vote with a mail-in ballot compared to 14% of Democrats. So of those Republicans who feel that way, is there a sense that if the president got behind mail-in ballots and said, look, we got to do it, it's the way it's going to be in your state, just do it, embrace it, that would help him in those particular states?
Yeah, there is that sense. But I will say that the data for those numbers you cited, that sample size is pretty small. This is before this CVS poll came out, and that was just in one county, Harris County in Texas. And the professor I talked to who conducted that poll from Rice University said that when they were conducting it, and that was in March through April, that after the president came out strongly against mail-in ballots, that they saw a very noticeable drop of about 4 or 5 points among Republicans for their preference for voting by mail. So it does seem like his attitude has a very strong effect on whether people would decide to use that voting method or not.
I guess on the one hand, the president's thinking, I don't want to see mail-in ballots this November become the thing because they could be used for corruption, and I want people to vote in person. So I don't want to, if I start encouraging mail-in ballots, then that's what's probably likely going to happen. So I got to kind of fight that for the time being. I guess there's probably enough time right now where he could employ that strategy. And then ultimately it's up to the states, not him, how the elections are run. So if the states do the mail-in balloting, and then at that point in the fall when the decisions are made, he could then shift and say, you got to do the mail-in balloting. I need you to do it. It's just the way it is. They've decided on this. There is time for him to accomplish, I think, both message points. On the one hand, to try to prevent it from happening, and then if it does happen, to tell his supporters, go out and embrace it. And then I think if he says that, based on what you write in here, you know, their likelihood to follow what he asked them to do, they'll probably do it.
Sure. And it's important to keep in mind that this is a big legal battle for the Republican Party. There are a lot of issues with mail-in ballots and no-excuse absentee ballots. There are a couple different names for this. And as states try to increase this, they're really likely to run into a lot of logistical and legal problems as they try and increase this year. But the important thing to keep in mind is that the most important swing states this year, which are Florida, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, those states already have no excuse absentee voting. So voting by mail is going to happen there no matter whether the president comes out against it or not. And for those states, while they're trying to stop the expansion of the practice in other states, for those states, it's already there. That happened before coronavirus, and they're going to have to figure out how to organize around it.
And make sure that the process is honest and fair, no doubt. There'll be a lot of lawyers involved, Emily. That's the thing, a lot of lawyers.
Yes, we actually might not even see full results on election night, depending on how close it is with all these mail-in ballots.
Yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt. Emily Larson, politics reporter at DC Examiner on Twitter, at Emily E. Larson. Thanks so much for joining me in Philadelphia today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The 2020 election, of course, is the big story of the day today because things are heating up, and that big story is brought to you by Hint Water. Hint is real water with just a simple fruit infusion and real flavor. No sweeteners, no artificial flavors, just real water. Get it at your grocery store or at drinkhint.com, Hint Water. By the way, I saw that our buddy Stunt Brain, Mike Opelka, who fills in for me a lot, was just on Fox and Friends over his boycott of Goya. He's looking pretty good, Don.
It's very cool.
He's I can get him to call in if you want me to.
Yeah, let's get Opelka on. Let's talk to the man, Stunt Brain himself. I told him he's got to lose the cans though.
Yeah, he had the long he had the big earbuds on, right?
Yeah, the big, yeah, the actual like old school headphones.
Like radio.
We call them cans in radio. I don't mean get rid of the Goya cans. I mean the radio cans. I was saying we got to get him a pair of earbuds. Maybe we can all chip in next time he fills in and give it to him, you know? Well, good for him. That started with a tweet. So, Dawn, your magic football helmet is becoming reality, by the way.
Told ya. I got into this with Greater Chris. We're having like a little Twitter, not a war, but, you know, like a battle over this. But I'm telling you, it's going
to
happen.
Attention to the show, I see.
What's
Look,
that?
Twitter Sorry. Wars are what we do when we're not, you know, on our spare time. What is she going to do, Greg, hang with her kids? Come on, please.
Well, no, they're part of it because they believe we will have football in the fall.
There's
schools have already got their schedules out. I'm just saying.
I agree. 100% football. And the goal is going to be for both teams to join against the Tyrannosaurus Rex at the other end of the field as they tackle the T-Rex. So this new helmet they came out with, I guess it's going to look like a full face visor shield that'll protect them from the coronavirus.
You? See?
Yeah. The NFL Players Union's like, yeah, we're not wearing that. Yeah, we're not doing that.
But they can come up with something. They can come up with a hybrid. They have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Use innovation. Come up with a helmet that fits right, that feels good, and go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. You think it's going to happen? Greg, what are your thoughts on the magic helmet, Dawn's magic helmet?
I don't think it's – I think you're right. I think it's going to be – there's going to be pushback from the players union on it, even though they – some of them might agree with it. I just don't see. Can you imagine them playing, you know, at the beginning of September or whatever, and like it's 90 degrees out, you know, in Arizona, and like they have these, you know, face shields on?
Yeah, they look like they're on the moon. They're freaking Neil Armstrong with these things, right? No, they're mouth shields.
They just have to be convinced that the helmet chosen is the right one. Is this going to keep them safe, make them feel confident? And then it'll all be fine.
It's literally like a plastic shield over the helmet, and it covers the whole thing. And what's going to happen when that thing cracks on the field?
Well, they have to
What's going to happen then, huh?
Well, I mean, this has to do with innovation. So they just have to make it out of, like, massive, like, bulletproof, you know, glass. Like,
well, that'll help if fans bring guns into the stadium. So I guess they accomplish two things at once, right? The shields have already been distributed to the Los Angeles Rams and the Los Angeles Chargers for feedback. Okay, so let's play this out. Los Angeles, which just announced that their kids are not going back to the classrooms in the fall, I'm sure the school district will let the kids play with these helmets when they play football virtually on Zoom. What do you think,
Dawn? Yeah, that's Los Angeles, okay?
California. Los Angeles. Okay. Exactly.
This is not Los Angeles.
But the shields are being used by the Los Angeles Rams and the Chargers.
Blah. Yeah, whatever. That's California. That's like another country.
Another country.
Okay. It is. It's like, come on.
It might as well be.
It might. Come on. It's
but
not
wait, you don't see
real.
The irony in the fact that the very same city that says there won't be in-person school is the city that's using the special magic space helmet?
That should tell you something. That should tell you the power of football, okay? And that should tell you the power of these parents and these kids. I'm telling you, this is like a deal breaker. The schools and fall sports are, this is like the line in the sand. Just trust me. He's getting all riled up.
I trust you. Now, Dawn, when the Martians come down to invade,
stop.
Will the space shield visors protect the kids from the Martian guns?
100%.
All right, well, we got that going for us.
I'm saying this on July 14th. College football is not coming back, Dawn.
They've already got their schedules out. The Big Ten has already said we're playing the Big Ten. We're only going to play the Big Ten.
Yeah, but
they've got to figure it out. I'm telling you, it's happening. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And this I do know. Maryland's going to lose no matter what. That I know.
But they have their schedule out years in advance.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I love that Dawn thinks the schedule's out. That means that they're automatic. Well, we have a schedule. What are you going to do?
I'm pretty sure Penn State football specifically has their schedule out for the next 4 or 5 years because of
blah blah blah. They're
kind of
already
important.
There. They're working out. It's happening.
Blah blah blah. This game is scheduled. Yes, but we were just nuked. Now the game's scheduled. You're gonna have to play it. I don't know what to tell you.
Why did they like the Ivy League schools said we're not gonna be? We're taking our ball. We're going home. Fine. Bye bye. And then Big Ten said, okay, we're only gonna play Big Ten schools, right?
Yeah.
So they will figure it out. But I'm just telling you, they're not gonna cancel football. That's the one thing they're not going to cancel.
All right.
It's happening. Now, some people are talking about having football in the spring.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Having football on an aircraft carrier in the ocean? Because I think that'd be awesome. And well, this way, when the zombies come, you won't, they won't get you because you're on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the Pacific.
So you just want, you guys just want to get, you know, you want to get my blood boiling.
Not you guys, me. I like to do it. That's what I, that's what. By the way, here he is from his triumphant appearance on Fox and Friends this morning. Our very own Michael Opelka, now nationally famous stunt brain. Opelka, congrats on your boycott of Goya.
Thank you. Thank you. My brother and I put this together. I can't take all the blame, but it was just a wild hair. I got so tired of these jackasses saying, oh, we have to boycott somebody. They're lighting their hair on fire because Hillary's not president and they're trying to hurt people. And we're trying to fight hate with love. And, you know, Goya's also delicious. I'm about to have some more of those chocolate wafers right now.
Nice. Yeah, I start my day with beans and rice. It's how I get my myself fired up. You know what I mean?
Well, how,
not really,
how
but...
are in the nursery over there? You've got more babies than just about any other radio show in the country.
So this show is a fertile ground. You better be careful when you fill in for me in August, because it's very likely that you got to be careful, Opelka. I'm just saying. Can you do? Here's my question though for you. Can you believe that Greg Stocker reproduced?
Have we had, have you called Springer to get the DNA on this one?
No.
To make sure?
I'm still awaiting the DNA results.
Stop. The baby Dylan has daddy's eyes and I think is going to have your smile. He has like the Stocker lips and smile. And definitely the big blue eyes.
And daddy's delivery skills. And by that, I mean the UPS driver is fantastic at his delivery. No, Mike, it's one of those things on the show where, you know, we're all about the future. We want to repopulate the earth because we're very worried about the population decline. So we're just doing our part. You know what I mean? One baby at a time.
Well, you know, we've only got, what, 9.5 years left on the AOC calendar? For
seven.
The globe.
Seven.
What you're doing. Kind of, oh, seven. Jeez.
Yeah.
It's kind of reckless, if you ask me, but I support it entirely.
Well, after we get those NFL space shields that won't work, we can all relocate to the moon colony, and it'll be perfect, right?
Mars. I'm going to Mars because it's a one-way trip.
That's, you know, true. It is. You're right. There's no return. You imagine you get there, though, and you left all your stuff back on Earth, like, oh, damn it, I forgot my wallet. You know, like, what are you going to do at that point, you know? Michael Opelka, you have done something remarkable. You came out and said, buy Goya, and people listened to you. And yesterday I was actually doing Fox News Radio, and I was filling in for Guy Benson, and I brought you up on the air because this was such a big deal that people responded and started buying Goya. Now, who started the boycott? Was it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Was it her?
No, she's never started anything. She's a bandwagoner. She sees which way the bus is going, runs, catches up to it, and jumps on it. This was a bunch of the offendinista class who said, oh, no, he said something nice about the president. We have to cancel him. Let's get rid of Goya. Go away, Goya. And there were hundreds of these tweets. And I thought, no, we can't do this. Let's support Goya. And let's fill the food banks. And that's what's been the amazing thing. Not that people are buying the Goya food because it is so good, but people are bringing it to their church food cupboards and to food banks everywhere. And I'm just so happy. Thousands and thousands of people. That tweet got over 1 million impressions. And it's the first time I've ever done that. So that tells me we're doing something right.
That's amazing, because a lot of people think there's nothing good comes out of Twitter, and this is exactly what we mean by something good coming out of Twitter, Mike Opelka, on Twitter, at StuntBrain. So this is great. I mean, congrats to you. The food banks are getting filled up with delicious Goya food. And, you know, I love when these lefties, too, they come out against things, right? And they don't think about all the workers in the Goya factories, right? They don't think about the food banks, that the families that rely on the millions of pounds of food that Goya donates every year. They just want to use this for publicity purposes. They don't, if they actually cared about the little guy, they wouldn't be telling people to boycott a company, because it's the little guy that always gets screwed first, right?
Exactly. And you brought up AOC earlier. Remember, she drove all those jobs out of New York from Amazon, a place that's able to weather the pandemic. There are thousands of jobs in New York State that are supporting Goya. Thousands. 3,000 at the plant. Can you imagine the rest of the support system? But she doesn't want that, because It's not her agenda. It's this cancel culture that is so insane. I just don't understand. They can't see the long term here. They're just, it's all short term, angry, petulant children stomping their feet. Well, you guys will experience it in a couple of years when you got toddlers running all over the place.
I experience it every day after the show, and I run Camp Zioli with my 5-year-old and my 3-year-old. And my daughter, who now, her new thing now is to literally now just tell me no. My 3-year-old, when I tell her to do something, just looks at me and goes, no. Nice.
Well, good. So your wife is doing good work. That's all I'll say.
All right, Michael Pelka on Twitter, at StuntBrain. Good job on this, and thank you for filling in for me in August when I take my company-mandated vacation time that I have to take. They're not giving us a choice, so we got to do it. So thanks for being there for us, man.
Thank you. And Saturday nights, 8 to 11, the madness is live. Join us. Thanks.
Yes, every Saturday right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Michael Pelka on Twitter at StumpBrain. Okay.
The Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Okay, so as we're rolling along the show here, one of the things I think is amazing, too, is just to wrap up the sports segment on the Zioli Show here today, the NBA, right? So the National Basketball Association, they love China. As you know, they kowtow to China. The whole thing with the NBA is that whenever you call them out on anything, they're the most woke social justice warrior league in all of sports, but they never will stand up to China ever. They will absolutely stand up to all their other social causes, but never when it comes to China because they're so afraid of the almighty communist regime. So the Daily Caller stopped by the NBA store. He's a good one. Call them up, the NBA store. Try to buy a jersey of some kind. Take a listen to this exchange, cut 12.
So just to be clear, I could not get a jersey that said Free Hong Kong, but I can get one that says Kill Cops on the back of it.
Yes, sir, you can get that one.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That's very interesting.
Yeah, the Free Hong Kong, sorry, we won't sell that. We don't want to get involved in something controversial. How about Kill Cops? Oh, yeah, you want it large or extra large?
They also tried F the police, but with the F word spelled out, and they could get that.
They could get that as well.
Yeah. So it's part of a longer clip. It's like a 7-minute clip where he calls the NBA store, this David Hookstead from the Daily Caller, and he spells this out. And when he spells out Free Hong Kong, the woman was like, no, we can't do that. But Kill Cops and F the police is fine. So.
That's the NBA store, you know what I mean? They have that in pre-shrunk and everything else.
No, it's not.
Unbelievable. That's just there. Everything you need to know right there in that little clip. So thank you for that. For those of you thinking of coming up from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to visit, you need to know that Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is now imposing $2,000 fines if you don't tell him where you're going to be. And the king of New Jersey, King Phil Murphy, the unaccountable, who was just on Good Morning America, he's also going to be doing the same thing. So now Pennsylvania has also added states to the list of states that if you come, you got to quarantine for 14 days. And everybody at first said, well, it doesn't have any teeth. But sure enough, they've decided to crack down on this. So Cuomo is going to, when you get here, if you don't tell them where you're going to be, it'll be a $2,000 fine. All right, $2,000 fine if you don't at the airport tell them where you're going to be if you come from one of these states. So what New York is going to do is very similar to what Hawaii did, which is the same thing. When you get to the airport, there'll be people checking you. And if you break quarantine, then you could get arrested or fined. That's what they did in Hawaii, and they actually arrested and fined people. In fact, the United States Department of Justice is joining in a lawsuit with people who say the state doesn't have the power to do that against us without a judge ordering it. We'll see how that case wraps up. But whether or not there'll be roadblocks and there'll be checkpoints like Florida did, where when you came into Florida, you had to actually pull over fill out some paperwork, and you could be on your way, but you had to fill out paperwork first for contact tracing purposes. Whether or not the states of New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania and Connecticut will wind up going down that road at their state entry points remains to be seen. I don't know. But they're planning on doing that eventually. That's what they want to do. They're just kind of working out the logistics of it. So you cross state lines, you got to pull over, you got to show your ID, you got to do all this stuff. And I was asked the question about what if you have an out-of-state license plate? The problem is they're going to stop everybody because they don't know if it's a rental car or not. So they're going to ask you to see your registration, your rental car paperwork, and all the other stuff. So they're going to do this just to discourage people from coming, basically, is what their whole point is. They want to just discourage people from coming to their states, right? Right, as businesses are trying to rebuild and people could use people coming to visit them, like places like the Jersey Shore and other places. Do we have any audio of King Philip the Unaccountable on Good Morning America today, Bill?
Yes.
Okay, what did he have to say here? Well, you guys monitored that. What did he have to say?
So the first thing that I pulled was him being questioned from Amy on ABC about New Jersey beaches and wearing a mask. And he has an interesting description of what he calls the New Jersey beaches, if you want to take a listen.
Sure, let's do it.
Within the state of New Jersey, you and I both know you have very beautiful beaches, very popular beaches, and we've seen the images coming out of the Jersey Shore, people not social distancing, not wearing masks. You've expressed concern. How are you addressing this?
You know, we've worked with the shore counties and the shore municipalities, and it's worked really well. We've laid out the broad parameters, and they've executed it, so it depends on the town. We all know the virus is a lot less lethal outside than it is inside, but that doesn't mean we can let our hair down completely. So we work with the local authorities. We do have the Jersey Shore as an American jewel. We have a lot of folks in Jersey, not surprising this summer, not traveling elsewhere. So the demand is higher than probably ever before, and we got to keep on top of it.
Now, the jewel of the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing right there. Do you know that, for example, municipalities cannot limit the number of people on a beach, legally speaking, because of something called the public trust doctrine, which the state doctrine, which establishes the people's right to enjoy waterways along the coastline. Many towns now along New Jersey are turning around and they're saying, we're not going to limit access. We can't do it. We can't limit beach badges because all we can do is tell people to social distance, but we can't set capacity limits. It's illegal. Can't do it. Every person has a right to be able to enjoy the coastal waterways of New Jersey, and you can't tell them they can't. So that's what's going to happen. What you're going to have is some of these towns that are trying to limit people to go to the beaches and the shores, they're going to wind up getting sued right there. They're going to get sued for that because the people are going to turn around and go, you can't limit me. There's, you know, you can't. Now, what did the governor say about wearing masks on the beach? Did he say that you have to do that now or what?
So the next clip I had is pertaining to that as well as opening schools.
Okay, go ahead.
Governor Murphy, you know, Los Angeles, San Diego, both deciding not to reopen schools, to just do them virtually in the fall. Where are you in New Jersey on the reopening of schools?
Yeah, we still hope to be back to school, but we've got to do it responsibly. We've got to do it right. Our Department of Education put out parameters about 3 weeks ago. We're then asking our districts to come up with their back to school plan because no two districts are the same. But we're watching that very closely. The biggest concern is the passing of the virus from an asymptomatic, healthy young person to an older educator, administrator, someone with underlying health issues. And that's the thing we've got to watch the most.
Governor Murphy, you mentioned at your briefing yesterday, you had demonstrators outside of your home over the weekend chanting, burn your mask. What do you say to people who are frustrated with the policies in place in your state?
Listen, I mean, everyone has a right to protest, but we have to make the decisions based on science, the data, on facts, social distancing, wearing face coverings, washing your hands with soap and water, staying home if you don't feel well. That's all we've got. We don't have that therapeutic yet. We don't have that vaccine yet. So I would say to those folks, with all due respect, I don't like wearing a mask either, but it's the smart thing to do right now.
All right, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, thank you for your time.
You know, it's amazing, too, that this guy is getting so much national publicity on for all of this. He's not the only one, by the way. The other one is the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, the love gov, Cuomo two times. He's another, we got some audio of him repeating himself ad nauseum. But these guys are going to start cracking down on people coming to their states from out of state. You mark my words, they're going to do it. I think it's unconstitutional to do that. But they're going to try. They're going to do it. And they'll probably get away with it because the courts right now are so showing such deference to these people. It's unbelievable.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, so let's see. Let me do a social media check-in. Let me do a social media check-in on Mama Zioli here, who's texting me incessantly this morning. Ready? I made an appointment for me and Dad with Dr. Mike for next week. Okay, great, Mom. I'm so happy you made a dentist appointment with Dr. Mike Venere. That's terrific. Rich, your app is the worst. We have New York plates on our car. Why is your app so bad today? We have a South Carolina license. Why is your app so bad? First of all, I don't understand, you know, like this is all the stuff that she's telling me right now on the air. They're going to come from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They want to get a rental car with New York plates to try to, you know, come in over the border checkpoints. I love that. I love that. Mama Zioli, and they're going to be like Bonnie and Clyde.
What about Maryland plates? Because a lot of rental cars have Maryland plates, and that's safe.
Maryland plates are good.
You have to find like the safe space rental car.
I think Mama Zioli is going to be in the parking lot, like taking license plates off cars. Can't you see that?
Yes.
I got to go see my babies. I need to take these license plates. What do you have? Alabama? Can I have those plates? You
know. Should go out in the parking lot. I want that old. They'll be like, no, that car that has problems. That's okay. The one with the whatever plates.
I just want the plates. Is this a carjacking? No, I just want your license plates. That's all I want. You can still come to the States. You just have to quarantine for 14 days, which is my nightmare because then they have to stay here for 14
Stop.
Days.
It's not your nightmare.
That is my nightmare. That's why I'm urging the state of New Jersey to put a military style roadblock at the entrance, all entrances to the state.
Are you kidding me? You and Bridget will get some sleep. Your mom will take care of all, and Dad, they're going to take care of all the kids.
I know that actually will be an amazing, amazing thing. At this point, we've gone so long without any help, and I've lost reality that it would be amazing to actually go, oh, so you're my wife. Well, that's interesting. nice to meet you. Good to meet you. Good to see you again. Good to talk. Yeah, military style roadblock. I'm talking turrets. I want the battleship New Jersey to be reactivated. And aim their big battleship guns on any car coming up from South Carolina.
Sorry, Mom, they won't let you in.
Sorry, Mom, Moose should have told you the state's closed. the jackass on TV should have told you the state's closed. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, she's got the little screwdriver out there. Every rest stop along the way, they're changing license plates like James Bond, so nobody can track them. I bet you rental car companies too are probably gonna. At some point, they're not going to be able to rent cars with license plates from states, right? I bet you that's going to be an issue.
That's going to totally, because nobody's going to want plates with, like, you don't want Florida plates right now.
No, you might as well be a plate that says coronavirus on it, right? Like a giant beeping, flashing light bulb on it when you travel up 95.
Exactly.
So you're going to call Enterprise and go, hi, yeah, I'd like a car. Okay, what kind of car would you like? A car with New York plates. No, I mean, like, you want an SUV? Do you want to sit in? No, I want a car with New York plates. You're not understanding me. I don't care what kind of car it is. Just give me the license plates.
I love it.
But Cuomo is, he's dead set on doing this. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's very much in charge. Now, he talked about reopening schools. If you want to do a little fun drinking game at home, the number of times he says the word reopen, data, children, and schools. Now, if you take a shot every time, you're going to be dead. So I can't encourage you to do that because your liver will explode. But if you want to take a sip of your coffee or something like that, knock yourself out, right? Here we go. Cuomo two times, cut three.
Everybody wants to reopen the schools. I want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants to reopen the schools. It's not do we reopen or not. You reopen if it is safe to reopen. How do you know if it's safe? You look at the data. You don't hold your finger up and feel the wind. You don't have an inspiration. You don't have a dream. You don't have an emotion. Look at the data. We test more. We have more data than any state. Look at the data. If you have the virus under control, reopen. If you don't have the virus under control, then you can't reopen. right? We're not going to use our children as a litmus test, and we're not going to put our children in a place where their health is endangered. It's that simple. Common sense and intelligence can still determine what we do, even in this crazy environment. We're not going to use our children as guinea pigs.
Do we have a count, an official count, on how many times Cuomo two times repeated himself in that 1 minute clip?
Yes. Would you like them?
Yes, please.
Reopen a whopping 7 times, data 4 times, children 3 times, and schools 3 times. Within a 1 minute clip, he said those 4 words that many times.
Wow. In a 1 minute clip.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This guy, he just repeats himself
yes.
over and over again. He can't help it.
It's unbelievable.
I'm actually shocked it was only children 3 times, because I had it like 35 times. he unveiled a poster yesterday. Oh, you can buy this for $14.95. I guess the sales of his own prison-made sanitizer are not working very well, huh?
New York stinks.
New York stinks is not with lavender scent.
Yeah, it's
now not, now with more lavender. Is New York stinks not doing what he needs it to do?
I don't know. This is the most bizarre clip I think I've ever heard. It's 4 minutes long, but it's literally like you can bail out on any time you want to, but boy is it good.
So he's decided to create a poster to help people. You can buy it so you can raise money to help with New York's COVID-19 response. Is that right?
Yes. He's talking about the posters from history where, you know, a poster basically summed up, in not in words, but in like pictures, what was happening. But in his long-winded way of saying it, he tells what he's been doing with the COVID response in New York.
You know, I thought that sanitizing New York stinks would do better. Did I think it would do well? I thought it would do better. Did I think it would do good? Yes, great. Yes, maybe great. I don't know how you define that great, but I was disappointed by the sales in New York Stinks hand sanitizer, a far superior product. So now I'm going to shill a prison-made poster. Take a listen.
I love history. I love poster art. Poster art is something they did in the early 1900s, late 1800s, when they had to communicate their whole platform, candidacy, on one piece of paper. Right?
By the way, stop. If you had boring art, Professor Day, in the Hellscape Bingo, you win.
Oh God!
You imagine that? Like, you know, all the girls are ogling him because he's the love gov, and you know it's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You know, the girl writes on her eyelashes, "I love you," but he goes on about. Today in art class, I'm going to give you the history of poster art. And bore the bejesus out of you because I love poster art. Who doesn't? And no one even knows what the hell poster art is. I mean, who knows that? So if you thought that this could get worse, you were right. Who knew? Keep going.
When they had to communicate their whole platform candidacy on one piece of paper, right? So over the past few years, I've done my own posters on that capture that feeling. I did this one for the State of the State, ship of state that was sailing in this sea of division, right, back in January.
Stop. This is the governor of New York talking about how he's making posters in his room. Hey, governor, we got to give you the State of the State address. I'm not done with my ship of state. Poster I'm making. A sea of division. I got the Tappan Zee Bridge. I renamed it for my old man. I got to change the name of it, and I'll be done with my poster art. Also, I can't find the Scion crayon.
It's like a project you'd give to Patrick, right?
Yeah, right, literally, like to entertain him for 10 minutes. Patrick, go make a poster of the State of the State address. I close my door at the governor's mansion. I start doing poster art. What am I going to do today? Well, let me make a little poster. Look at me. There's Albany over there. That little thing, that's the Statue of Liberty right there. Look at that. That green squiggle. Where's the tan crayon? No, not the naked one, the tan one. Dawn, do you think he has the 64 box of crayons with the sharpener?
Yes, and that's what took him a little longer. He had to sharpen some of the crayons.
I find green. It goes so quickly in my posters that I make. This is amazing. Oh, now you know why the incompetence of his state during the earliest days of COVID-19. He's freaking making posters. That's
yes.
why.
See?
He's making poster art. Welcome to the nursing homes. I did that for everybody, too. You want to leave? You can't leave. Look at my poster. That's why it was such a disaster early on. He's up there in his art studio in the governor's mansion. This is amazing to me.
He always wanted to be an artist, and his dad said, no, no, no.
Oh, my God. He's like, it's like that bad Bob Rossi PBS, you know?
Puffy Little Clouds.
Now we're going to do a little more. Yeah, puffy clouds. I like to do the black gray outline for the clouds. All right, keep going here.
Back in January. Well, in any event. So I did a new one for what we went through with COVID. And I think the general shape is familiar to you. We went up.
There's
the
me
mountain.
Killing nursing home patients down at the bottom. There's me wanted by the authorities for being the nursing home killer. I got that down there. That's real good right there. And that's me fleeing the state after their families are chasing me with torches trying to come get me. By the way, he actually painted in his artwork, the governor of New York painted Donald Trump sitting on a moon. Did you know that, Dawn?
No.
Sitting on a half moon going, the virus is no worse than the flu. That's in his little poster that he made.
Oh, I thought it was a Space Force or reference or something, SpaceX.
Maybe that too. So, Greg, does he describe now the poster that he makes?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no.
I think the general shape is familiar to you. We went up the mountain. We curved the mountain. We came down the other side. And these are little telltale signs that, to me, represent what was going on. That big arrow that goes right up through it, that was the economic models, right? We needed 120,000 beds. We needed 140,000 beds.
Do you think the people around him are paid to tell him what a great artist he is?
They have to be.
Governor,
right?
Phenomenal job, Governor. Your little poster you made. Instead of dealing with the crisis in the state of New York, you're upstairs making posters. This is my clay art. Here's Fauci. I made a Fauci clay art doll. You can see his hair and the glasses. I'm very proud of that. Like, what is this guy? Who is this guy? Oh, my God. That's the governor of New York. I can't even. I really can't. He gets away with this stuff. He's a Democrat. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. By the way, checking in on social media, courtesy of our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, Mike Carr wants to know, does Cuomo's posters show how New York had way more deaths than the virus than any other state? Does he have one called Nursing Homes and the Grim Reaper? What an idiot. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this is the Grim Reaper over here coming for the, this is, down here is my prisoners making my New York Stinks hand sanitizer, my forced slave labor. This is me going on my brother's dumb show. You could see the ratings. I painted the low ratings.
The ratings sank as soon as I got on.
Yeah, what I did was a sinkhole to represent my lesser brother's ratings tanking. So I put a tank falling into a sinkhole. That represents his show.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Hang on, I'm painting myself, breaking up with that floozy in Albany.
No.
This is me being single. I put a heart there with an arrow through it. And there's me as Cupid with my underwear on. And there's my idiot brother naked in his wife's yoga video. You can see his...
I forgot about that.
That's why I needed the tan crayon to paint Chris's naked backside right there.
His waxed, well-waxed naked God. Backside.
There's my brother in the basement like a loser while I'm running the state. But actually, I was just making artwork the whole time. You people thought I was running things. Dawn, how are we looking today on this Tuesday?
Good. We have Zeoli Show News live, sponsored by LifeLock. 72 degrees, bright, clear skies. Zeoli Show follow-up on a locally-based company with reporting skyrocketing sales right now, making national news this morning again. because of originally what the company's CEO said late last week about President Trump. So this is Goya CEO Bob Unanue, who was boycotted and bullied on social media after saying, quote, Americans are truly blessed to have President Trump as a leader. So he's the CEO of America's largest owned Hispanic company, speaking at a Hispanic prosperity event at the White House, and New Jersey-based Goya reporting record sales thanks to the boycott. And he's refusing to apologize again. He's doubling down, saying, no, 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 we are with the president. We're with this country, whether you're right, left, center, up and down. But the CEO standing strong, saying, no, I'm not apologizing. A lot of celebrities and politicians saying he should apologize. Going viral, a wealthy New Jersey family's typical trouble with a spoiled teenager. So the mom is pretty famous. She is New Jersey native Kellyanne Conway, former Blueberry Festival queen, mother of four, attorney, first American woman to run the campaign of a winning presidential campaign. So this is about her daughter, Claudia, who has gone viral, and you've probably seen this. Well, now today she says, that's it. My parents have forced me to delete my social media accounts. So, of course, everybody's retweeting this, and it's on the cover of, like, all the New York papers, and it has gone viral. So, this
by the way, between her daughter and her husband, that must be a fun time in that house, huh?
I know.
During a quarantine?
But here's the thing. You got to admire Kellyanne Conway, because you see her in some of the videos, and she's like, hi, honey. So what we forget is, you know, before she worked for President Trump, this woman is worth $39 million. She's an attorney.
Why are we doing a Kellyanne Conway segment right now? Who the hell cares?
What
has she been arrested or something? No. So she's fighting with her daughter. Who cares? I'm fighting with my daughter after the show every day.
Well, wait till your daughter is 15, and whatever she does, you can say, oh, really? You want that new car when you're 16?
So wait, we're doing a Kellyanne Conway is so successful segment because she's fighting with her teenager? What's next today, daughter? The pool water's wet?
Look. Zioli's the one who introduced me to her when we were at the White House and met President Trump. So I thought I would, you know, give her a little love.
In case you thought Kellyanne Conway was a big loser because her teenage daughter is fighting with her, you'd be happy to know she's worth all this money and she ran a presidential campaign.
Oh, be quiet.
All right, I'm sorry. I can't help it right now. I'm going to draw Kellyanne Conway winning this campaign with all her bags of money next to her. Picking blueberries in Hamilton. I need blue.
Oh,
give me
God.
Not indigo. I need blue. For blueberry. Oh, actually, I think there's a crayon color blueberry, isn't there?
There is.
I think Dawn, after the show, it's Zioli Camp Zioli. We'll make some blueberry artwork.
Stop. All right. My final story, because I teased it earlier, is Burger King put its cows on a special diet to make environmentally friendly Whoppers. These are woke Whoppers. They're This is, I tweeted out the commercial, but the burger chain worked with scientists. They created a lemongrass diet, which they say reduces the cow's methane emissions by a third. So that I don't think I can say the F word. It's the F-A-R-T, you know what I mean? Like
you just said it.
You just spelled it out, so that's fine.
But like basically they have a little kid singing, I guess.
Dawn, what you do is you say toot, and
here's right.
A cow tooting. What I need for this is I need a magenta crayon to do a cow tooting. No, you say toot.
Toot. So the EPA says livestock chewing, burping, and tooting causes 3.9% of U.S. global greenhouse gas emissions. But see, lemongrass, you reduce the toots.
Lemongrass reduces the toots.
Yeah. So these are not plant-based burgers. They are beef burgers.
With plant-based cows.
The
cow's food is plant.
Lemongrass.
Right,
ridiculous.
Lemongrass.
It's ridiculous.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. I love it. I love it, though.
Craziest news I've ever done.
This is fantastic. And not for nothing, Kellyanne Conway once wrestled a cow in a rodeo in... She was the South Jersey rodeo champion 8 years in a row, and I just want people to remind people of that.
Oh, she wrestled the cow, so that's kind of reminds her of her husband now.
Oh, boom! I love it.
Sorry. Okay, this
no,
news.
Go with it. By the way, you think George Conway wears a rug?
Yes.
Totally, right?
Yeah.
That's a bad rug,
too. To detract
too.
From the neck and the
chin. Lack of neck?
I
want
fired.
Everyone to remember that this woman was high school valedictorian and also council president.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So this news sponsored by the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Summer events here in dealerships, on your phone, online. Not for long. Go to mbusa.com/summer event to learn more about limited time offers. Simply contact your local authorized dealership to schedule a private showroom appointment. And don't wait long. These offers won't wait. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast, picture perfect today and tomorrow. 88 degrees, less humidity, 76 down the shore. Thursday night into Friday, a few showers. But then for the weekend, 90 degrees, beautiful, bright sunshine, a great beach weekend ahead. Sponsored by LifeLock, if you're only monitoring your credit to help protect your identity, you could miss certain threats like your info for sale on the dark web. So good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection. Get LifeLock now. Save more during their special summer sale. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK. Sale ends July 20th. I'm Dawn. This is the Yoli Show News. We're always on the radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate that.
I tweeted out the commercial of the Burger King thing, and I just thought to myself, they wanted Patrick Cioli, but he was very busy. So,
oh, is there a kid in it?
There's all right, a kid good. In it with a little cowboy hat, and I thought Patrick would have been way better than this kid.
Patrick is right now making a poster art of the show. He's doing a... So Twitter is... There's some great tweets right now with people making... fun of the governor of New York, and this is an obscure reference, but I gotta hand it to where'd it go? I just had it now I just freaking lost it. Where Noel Mount, okay, this is a great reference. Cuomo is like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, building Devil's Tower. Remember, he would make that with his oatmeal, and he kept building that the devil where the aliens were. That is a very obscure reference, my friend, but well done, by the way.
Well done
with that. Because all the old movies are new again. So there you go. That tweet, the check-in on social media brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. Thank you to Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really do matter, and they really do. As we're looking at all the other big stories of the day today, I just want to mention, too, you know, the idea, by the way, that we're going to have more nonsense with the president and impeachment. At 8:30, I want to get into this a little bit. George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist, was pushing Democrat Adam Schiff to start impeaching Trump all over again. And this is Stephanopoulos' big agenda. So I'm going to play that for you. And just again, it's so obvious that where Stephanopoulos stands on all these issues. But I think that'll be really important. And Cuomo, the love gov, had the audacity, the nursing home killer, had the audacity to discuss how Trump is responsible for all these deaths. I'm going to play that for you as well. I just wanted to separate it from the mocking of him for the coloring, and now I'll mock him for his hypocrisy. We'll do separate mockings right there, but I think it's very, very important to do. Earlier in the show, I talked about the president having all these cops and people who whose lives together, because of the police and their interactions, they had a wonderful, wonderful experience there. Bill, were you able to pull up the clip of that cop becoming the godfather?
Of course.
Wonderful. So earlier played you the officer who rescued that little girl, a couple weeks old, from choking and saved her life. White police officer, black family. And then, this is a year later follow-up to that story. Take a listen.
Riley, hey, baby.
Her 12-day-old baby was not breathing.
Come on, baby. Cry for me. Come on. Open those eyes, sweetheart. There you go.
Deputy Kimbrough calmly performs life-saving first aid.
I'm worried about her because she starts breathing and then she stops and then starts and then stops.
And then?
There you go. Her chest is moving.
Baby Riley going on to a full recovery. But that's not the end of this story.
With him helping out my daughter, I felt like I could not just let him go. Like, he's a part of my heart.
1 year later, Riley celebrating her first birthday, and look who was invited. Deputy Kimbrough right there.
You're so sweet.
And again later, back together on the anniversary of that fateful day he saved her life.
My jaw just dropped, and I just had this look on her, on my face.
Deputy Kimbrough asked to be Riley's godfather through a hidden message on a card.
So I was able to finally scratch it off. It says, "Will you be my godfather?" And I just said, absolutely. Yes.
I want him to feel like we're family, which we are family. I felt like I had to give him a title or something, let him know, hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
America is not systemically racist. America has lots of very good people. People become cops like that guy to save lives and do good. And families like this that want to interact and recognize that, you know, when you got a little baby choking, no one cares about the color of your skin. They want to just do the right thing. So that's America right there. I think that's a very important way to encapsulate it. And I bet you Dawn Stensland is crying right now. Am I right?
Yes.
Are there tears?
It just chokes me up. Really?
It does, right?
It does. I'm all verklempt. I got a Kleenex in here. It's like, I know, don't get me, but you know, you think about that, and what if he hadn't have been there? You know, what if he had not been there? And he's so patient. He's so good with the baby. It's just, oh.
And you know, I've told you this before, in the Italian family, the godfather is like the highest honor you can give. You know
yes.
what I mean? To be the godfather, it's obviously you've seen the movies, so you know what I'm talking about. Very, very special. So that's an incredible honor right there. I thought that was really important to say. And do we have that other Thomas Sowell clip by chance, Greg? I don't know if we have that or not.
Yes.
Okay. So I also played for you a little clip of Thomas Sowell earlier in the show with Mark Levin, the great one, Mark Levin. And I think it's a good way to kind of put a bow on this, which is something I said earlier in the show, which is America's not systemically racist, which is what Dr. Thomas Sowell said. But yet there's a lot of people that want you to believe that we are because they have a bigger agenda. Take a listen.
And you know, Dr. Sowell, I notice most people who use that phrase don't live in the communities that they claim to be supporting and defending. Some of them have left those communities never to return except on Thanksgiving to hand out turkeys. Others throw their money into these communities for a school or so forth, but they don't live there. They don't send their kids to school there. They live among the quote-unquote systemically racist, I suppose. And isn't this part of the problem with the Marxist left? They're absolute hypocrites. They claim they want equality for all. They claim that there'll be the withering away of the state, the police departments, reimagine law enforcement and so forth and so on. And yet every time you look at a Marxist state, it is an authoritarian, top-down, centralized police state. Is it not?
Absolutely. And trying to get away from social class differences, they create their own nomenclature, who have their own stores that they alone can shop in, their own medical facility, their own everything.
You should watch the whole clip. Dr. Sowell is brilliant. And again, the reason why I'm a conservative today and the reason why I have the philosophies that I do and the reason why you don't have to worry about me being a different person in a couple weeks or months or years. The reality is this is me. This is who you get. We're all very authentic. But I'm just saying, like, for me, I'm way too freaking lazy to come on the air and do an act for 3 hours a day. I'm too lazy. You know what I mean? And too tired with the kids. I don't have time for it. I can't do it. I'm just exhausted. That's the problem right there. I would rather do poster art. This is real me. This is the love me. Now, chicks dig this, right? I'm asking my lieutenant governor now. Chicks dig this, right? This art thing? You think this is good? They told me that the girls would dig it, that I'm going to get another LoveGov column in the papers now after this. I heart you. Do you like me? Check this box. There's a box I drew right there. I drew that box. It's got four sides right there. Like a box.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.